This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're launching into the third hour of the program here. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. We are talking about liberty. I mean, that's generally what we talk about here on Free Talk Live, but more specific applications of it. Here we're talking generally about the ideas of liberty, and there's an interesting philosophical piece over at Reason.com that you've been sharing, Johnson. It's Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio here tonight, but phones are always open to you if you want to join the show. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Or jump into our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. There are three of them available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into any one of those rooms, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. So, Johnson, bring us up to speed for listeners just tuning in on this story. Can you give a summary, or should Mark and I
go ahead and summarize it all?
Mark, you want to give it a shot?
Yeah, it's a story that basically they're talking about positive liberty and negative liberty. And
how positive liberty shouldn't exist as a term.
Yeah, positive liberty is just, from a definitional standpoint, basically socialism. And there's a pretty good argument that the person that started it was a sort of incipient socialist, proto-socialist. And negative liberty is just liberty, as it's defined today by libertarians who pretty much own the term. I mean, there are people that are attempting to sort of reclaim it. Well, you know, it's freedom to, you know,
freedom from what?
Healthcare is freedom to be healthy, or at least not pay for your problems.
The way it's been described by one of our callers most succinctly is freedom from what? The freedom from wanting
want.
To be to eat, the freedom to from want of health care, the freedom of from want of a place to stay.
Well, I know the freedom. How you get the freedom from want? Get your butt out there and work.
Yeah, they don't want to do that.
No. Well, some people can't work.
See, they want the freedom to not have to work as well. They want it all.
Right.
With no effort.
Freedom does sort of suggest that you don't have to spend your time on things. Right? Like, freedom often seems like it has to do with leisure.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And it does. I really believe. I believe at its foundation that freedom, as it's defined today, defined by me, this show, and just about everybody that wants to fight over this term, means that you have to have enough wealth in order to have, just to be able to maintain the lifestyle you currently have, upgrade the lifestyle, whatever it is that you're looking to do, wealth is in there. So, yes, I believe that freedom has to do with wealth. And, sadly, we are all born in this world stark naked, nothing in our hands,
mm-hmm.
except for Genghis Khan.
And wanting everything. You know, you're born wanting everything.
Yes,
you don't have anything by default.
So, when you get old enough that you can no longer demand things from your parents, it's not okay to begin demanding them from just other people on the planet.
So where do we pick up the story, Johnson?
Sure. So it goes on to say here, the most influential works of philosophy do more to change how we think than what we think. And in turn, they end up doing both. By this definition, Isaiah Berlin's 1958 essay, Two Concepts of Liberty, is very influential indeed. In drawing a clean distinction between negative and positive liberty, Berlin laid out a seductive vocabulary for thinking about our rights and freedoms that, once learned, is devilishly hard to transcend. But transcend it we must. The popular view among contemporary libertarians is that freedom merely means freedom from, as in freedom from the coercive tentacles of government interference, is radically incomplete. It takes for granted the immense institutional infrastructure that makes our apparent negative rights anything but, and it orients the libertarian reform agenda in a way that is ripe for abuse. To see why to see why requires tracing the origins of the negative conception of liberty back to its roots. As the economist F.A. Hayek notes in The Constitution of Liberty, not Locke, nor Hume, nor Smith, nor Burke could ever have argued, as Bentham did, that every law is an evil, for every law is an infraction of liberty. Their argument was never a complete laissez-faire argument, which, as the very words show, is also part of the French rationalist tradition, and, in its literal sense, was never defended by any of the English classical economists.
So wait, he's saying they didn't go far enough?
Yes.
He's saying all those names didn't go far enough in their definition of liberty.
Correct.
Okay.
Instead, Hayek argued...
Hayek was no anarchist.
Yeah.
He was no voluntarist either.
Yeah. Instead, Hayek argued the English classical liberals located liberty in the evolution of well-constructed institutions where rules and principles of contending interests and compromised advantages would be reconciled in a way that channeled individual efforts to socially beneficial aims. Property rights and legal systems, in particular, represent what David Hume called the artifice of justice. It's institutional forms that, far from being absolute, primordial facts of nature, were adopted over time on the basis that they are empirically conducive to human flourishing. This is not...
So it's not about liberty, it's about prosperity?
Yes, there's arguments in regards to both.
Okay.
This is not.
I kind of think those tend to be very close to the same thing.
Yeah. This is not to underrate the unique threat governments pose to individual liberty. On the contrary, the positive underpinning of seemingly negative rights is what provides the meta-rule necessary for appreciating the why and how of limited government in the first place. From a commitment to the general non-discriminating application of justice to support for efficient institutions of property and market exchange and the recognition of essential civil rights, including political participation that give voice to the voiceless. None of these essential characteristics of a limited representative government can be found in the simplistic maxim of non-interference.
Because as long as the government, it's a lot of words, but
it sure is. It's murky.
Yeah. Basically, they're saying here that as long as there's a limited government, you don't have negative rights. You don't have freedom. You don't have the ability to live your life how you want, because inherent into government is violence, is the threat of violence, the threat of force, if you don't go along with what they want.
Well, they're also talking about sort of rights as they're defined in the Bill of Rights, for instance, are... not really rights from a libertarian standpoint. So if you're talking about freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of religion, what is it, right to redress grievances, and there's one more in the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm. The right to assemble.
A right to assemble. Do you need a right to assemble on your own property?
No.
No one's ever disputed that,
and
really.
And you don't have a right to assemble on somebody else's property.
And you don't have a right to assemble on other, so it's about public property.
Right.
You need speech to talk on public property.
Correct.
You need religion to be able to air your grievances on public property.
These are all in reference to the government's existence.
Yeah, thankfully, it all has to do with government's existence.
Thankfully, with the article, we're out of, like, quote land here, so it's not as bad. He says, in contrast, consider what happens when the rationalistic view that every law is an evil is taken in earnest. Suddenly, ad hoc tax and regulatory breaks for politically connected companies, the definition of crony capitalism, come to be seen in quasi-utilitarian fashion as a sort of abstract reduction in society's net coercion, because they result in less total money being taken from and restrictions being placed on private entities, rather than obvious violations of equality under the law. Suddenly, it becomes a valiant form of civil disobedience to logjam the state with frivolous legal disputes. And suddenly, otherwise careful thinkers like Milton Friedman proclaim to be in favor of cutting taxes under any circumstances and for any excuse, for any reason, wherever it's possible, and even if it ends up harming economic mobility.
meaning that if they're cutting taxes just for corporations,
right,
it may benefit right. those corporations, but ultimately they're still hurting.
This is the
people.
Republican trick that gets played yeah. all the time. We are for economic freedom for everyone, and then they make economic freedom for the well-connected mm-hmm. and call it economic freedom. And that's not even economic freedom at all.
Even though the government's budget doesn't go down,
right.
so somebody's got to be paying that.
If you've got two groups of people and you give freedom to one of them, you have necessarily harmed the other group.
There's more on the way here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, you can. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Free Talk Live, and if you can take control of the airwaves here, our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or jump into our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Ron Paul, you want to see him in real life? He's going to be speaking at Anarchapulco 2019, as he spoke this year at the 2018 Anarchapulco, and Anarchapulco 2018 was a sold-out event. So if you missed out in 2018, you better go get your tickets soon, because they are almost halfway to being sold out, the last numbers we got.
I suspect they're past halfway at this point.
Anarchapulco.com, use code FTL. You'll save 15% on what it was this year, an amazing event in the beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. This next year is going to be February 14th through the 19th, so several days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. You'll get great speakers like Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and others. Many of them will be discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. And we'll be there, too. Mark, you and I will be present. We will
be great.
Broadcasting Free Talk Live.
Love it there.
From the event, and it's fun. It's fun to get to see listeners, both new and old, which is what we did this year, and so we'll be there again this coming up in 2019. Again, February 14th through the 19th, save 15% off of your tickets over at anarchapulco.com by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. All right, so Johnson, you've got a little bit more here from the Reason.com piece, getting into the philosophy of liberty, criticizing some of the previous philosopher types, the big names, the Milton Friedmans, the others, for not going far enough and still kind of instituting the idea of the state, the idea of this night watchman state, which, as the state has always been put together, still requires violence, still requires coercion against peaceful people in order to fund its activities, no matter how beneficial they might be perceived at being. And he gives the example of the justice system, for instance.
There are still a few bad words, or still a few big words still left in this, so I will try and slow down to make it a little bit more palatable here in the few paragraphs that are left. So it goes on to say, rationalism is infectious in all its forms, transforming rich normative concepts like liberty into easily parroted disembodied axioms. So, bite-sized sound bites.
So rationalism is bad in this circumstance?
Well, I think...
Rationalizing something?
Yeah, I think it's oversimplifying liberty is essentially what the argument is here. That's why Hayek viewed rationalism as the ultimate source of tyranny, emboldening reformers to fashion civilization deliberately, as if according to a blueprint. Hayek is the one who believes that there's, you can't organize things from the top down. Everything has to come from the bottom up.
Naturally, from the market.
Right. Modern libertarians recognize this tendency in romantic ideologies like Marxism, but too often fail to see it in themselves.
Yeah, sure.
The alternative to a purely negative concept of freedom is necessarily, by process of elimination, going to be considered positive, but this simply reveals the limits of Isaiah Berlin's dichotomy. Positive liberty is easily parodied as the notion that a rich man is more free than a poor man simply because he has greater resources and thus the freedom to do the things he wants, up to and including the freedom to make someone else his slave. Besides being a paradoxical abuse of the English language, this view of liberty is held by virtually no one, save for the caricatures of bad faith ideologues.
That sounds accurate.
Yeah. Much more fruitful is the idea that a truly self-determined choice has certain psychosocial prerequisites, be it a minimal level of health or education, what the philosopher Amartya Sen calls basic capabilities, or a reasonable set of better alternatives, such as the freedom from private power enjoyed by a worker for whom multiple employers are competing. Hayek.
So the worker has power, too.
Yes.
In sure. I mean, you know, if you're skilled at what you do.
So I'm just going to play devil's advocate here, because I don't disagree with you that ultimately a worker can choose for whom he's working, and so therefore he is something worth, if he's skilled
right.
and, you know, have got a good history or whatever, then he's worth bidding on. The counter argument to that from somebody who like Greg, who might call in, would say, well, that's all well and good as long as you have the freedom, as long as you have enough wealth to be able to afford to quit a job.
Well, remember, this is a worker for whom multiple employers are competing. That was the specific sentence.
Right. I've been given
not someone who's looking for multiple jobs, but somebody who's being competed over by employers.
As a media salesperson in Sarasota, Florida, I was offered signing bonuses. I was offered all kinds. I mean, a signing bonus is a nice way to not have to worry about a paycheck in between, jobs.
Yeah.
So I could have left one ad venue, gone to another, received more money, pay upgrades. At one point I was, the paychecks given guarantees, you'll make this much money, and then your commissions come on top of that. So, sure, at that point I could have left and gone for whatever reason. And I've often said on the air that an employer could never possibly fire anybody over something like gender or race or sexual orientation, but an employee could quit. I don't like that black gay woman that's running the business now. I don't like it, and I could leave.
Well, so, but you're saying under the current structure, it would be prohibited by law for the employers to fire somebody for those reasons. But without the current structure, then an employer would be free to fire somebody for whatever.
An employer would simply be equal, because an employee can leave for whatever reason they want.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, an employee could leave because they are a racist, bigoted, sexist,
right.
nasty, disgusting
be
individual.
Be careful what you say here on air.
What?
You might be giving some liberals some ideas that we need laws to make sure that employees can't quit for those reasons.
They would. I don't think they would ever.
No, they would never do that, because employees are subjugated.
You don't think that they would ever. Never say that.
Okay. All right, let's move on.
So it seems like obvious that absolutely they would.
They want to align themselves with the worker. They at least that's the way they want to be seen, because the workers are there's more of them than there are of employers, and so you know they want to.
Yeah, do they really want
to
align themselves with racist, bigoted workers?
No, they don't.
Yeah. See, it's one of those weird
catch-22s. They just say that doesn't exist.
Yeah, I mean,
this is not a problem.
You're thinking from a standpoint of logic and rationality, which you can't think from that standpoint at all and get into the head of a liberal, or at least a social liberal. Or an economic liberal. So it talks about that. Okay, so Hayek highlighted the importance of competition, in particular in his 1947 address to the Mont Pelerin Society, which he called the interpretation of the fundamental principle of liberalism as absence of state activity as wholly unsatisfactory.
I do love the way economists are able to make succinct titles that really grab people's attention.
We got more on the way here. A toll-free number if you want to join us. Talk about liberty. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Or jump into our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Of course, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We got more coming up and time for you if you want to join us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings are continuing this afternoon. Texas Senator Ted Cruz delivered his opening remarks.
Most Americans, and I know the overwhelming majority of Texans, want judges who will follow the law and will not impose their policy preferences on the rest of us, and who will be faithful to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Justices who will uphold fundamental liberties like free speech, like religious liberty, like the Second Amendment.
And just about 2,000 miles away from where that hearing is going on, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey had a major announcement regarding Senator John McCain's Senate seat.
As I contemplated who could best serve our state in the U.S. Senate, I kept coming back to one name and one person, John Kyle.
Kyle will hold the seat until 2020 when a special election is held. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Whatever you want here, we got time for you. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us on the Discord on-air call-in line. People are chatting away in the Discord chat tonight on the Free Talk Live chat room. There are different chat rooms on our Discord server, but the ones that are relevant for on-air are the ones at the top of the list at discord.lrn.fm. Just join any one of those. We'll get you on the air. You can talk about what you want. Right now, we've been discussing liberty generally as a philosophy and talking about the idea of positive liberty and how it shouldn't exist, according to the Reason.com piece, and I totally agree with what I've heard here so far. The idea of negative liberty is, you know, you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as, you know, you're not infringing on somebody else's world and others aren't infringing on yours. Whereas positive liberty suggests that you would have freedom from want, that that somebody ought to take care of you, that you have the liberty to do whatever you want because all of your needs have been taken care of. And that is a complete bastardization of the idea of liberty in general. And, Johnson, that's kind of where we left off. But I do want to add one thing here before we continue, and that is special thanks to our Free Talk Live amplifiers. This tonight's amplifier that we're thanking, Gene the Christian Anarchist, one of our longest-running Free Talk Live amplifiers. He is a silver amplifier, meaning he gives $5 a month to the show. And you can do the same thing by going to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use a credit card. You can use PayPal. You can use Bitcoin BTC and get behind what we do here. If you love the fact that we're talking about liberty on the radio in 190 radio stations plus coast to coast in the United States and actually beyond, because we're in Guam and also up
We're in Alaska. We don't have any stations, I don't think, in Hawaii right now, but we've got a lot.
Continued to name the United States.
Yeah. Well, I said coast to coast and beyond. I don't consider Guam to be coast to coast. I think that's way beyond the coast. If you look at a map, you'll see that that's the case. So check it out over at amp.freetalklive.com. And again, thanks, Gene, the Christian anarchist.
Thank you, Gene.
So amp.freetalklive.com. Johnson, you have just a smidgen
just
more here.
Just wrapping
reason.
Up. Yep. So it says here about the, you know, talking about that fundamental principle of liberalism was absence of state activity is wholly unsatisfactory, defining liberty in that way. Hayek was right about this.
Before you go on, because it's more than just absence of state activity, it's absence of all coercion.
Right, exactly.
Right. I mean, you know, just because the government's not coercing you doesn't mean that other people aren't coercing
you. Right, the state's just institutionalized coercion,
right.
That's all.
Right. So let's define coercion. Coercion is forcing somebody to do something.
Or the threat of force.
Physically, yeah, threat of force. That's good.
Yep. Yep.
Holding something hostage in order to make them do it.
Yep. Yeah. Against their will.
Hayek was right about this, as he was about so many other things. Competition, dynamic markets, and the benefits they spur in the form of wealth creation and innovation do not spring ex nihilo from the perverse...
What the hell is like ex nihilo? It is. What it is.
It is. Ex nihilo is Latin.
Out of nothing?
Yeah, out of nothing.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
From the proverbial...
I want to thank Mr. Gilpin and those two stinking years I spent in Latin class at Bay Shore High School, because, for God's sake, that's the first time I've ever used that crap.
There you go.
Do not take Latin
years
class.
Later.
He expounds in the context of the sentence by following up by saying, from the proverbial state of nature. So why should we, as libertarians, treat them as happy accidents of an otherwise negative creed? We should instead acknowledge that the case for liberty would be much weaker if flourishing was not among its fortuitous consequences. And
sure.
We should look beyond dogmatic anti-statism to an agenda based on ensuring our institutions continue to reconcile competing interests and remain well-constructed for the 21st century.
So he's arguing for a Watchman state. I can't figure this thing out. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just not smart enough to read, to understand Brian Doherty's stuff, but it sounds here like he's saying we should protect these institutions.
Brian Doherty was the first argument. Samuel
there were two arguments here?
Yes. The second page is Samuel Hammond's
argument. That was not made clear to me
at
all.
Yeah, so the whole second page was the argument for this...
A smaller state.
For the smaller state, which had some decent arguments for...
There are some decent arguments for it.
There are some decent arguments there for liberty, but this... Yeah, the second page here was for the much more complicated and convoluted argument was the one by Samuel Hammond. So this whole...
I thought that there was a different sentiment in the second part, and I wasn't really clicking on why that was.
The can't communicate very well, big sentences, big words, kind of irrational argument was the one by Samuel Hammond for
that
the...
That sheds a little more light on what was just going on for the last hour.
Sorry. Well, half an hour.
When you said there were two authors, I just thought they were just authoring this together. As
I thought so. That's what I thought myself. Until now, I see at the top of the second page, it only says that Samuel Hammond.
Sometimes these things happen in the reading of articles. So I think that it's, for me, when it comes down to this particular argument, the argument between minarchism, as they say, and voluntarism is I think that people should be free to try what they want. With other people on a piece of shared land that they all sort of work together on.
Sure.
Please, by all means, try out whatever your political experiment is. When it washes over into my, limited constitutional republic area, we're going to, get territorial on you. But when you're doing it over there, that's cool. If you're going to come use the roads, why don't you pay for them? If you're going to come use our services, why don't you pay for those? But other than that, I think it's let's see how your experiment works out. Because
but are you saying that your area would be by consent, that 100% of the people would be consenting to those?
Oh no, we're going to tie them all up
rules?
To little stakes, and they have to stay in there. What are you talking about?
I'm just asking to clarify here. You're talking about a limited republic. Are you saying that 100% of the people in that area would be consenting to that system?
Well, the difficulty with it is we already exist in something like that, right? So,
Well, no, we do not have people consenting because I don't consent.
I understand. We exist in a limited republic, supposedly. Like, that's what the piece of paper says.
There's a piece of paper which was written on by men who I don't know and do not have anything to do with.
Once you allow people to...
It's also a republic in North Korea.
Once you extricate... It says a republic, but that doesn't mean it is one.
And does it mean it here?
It says it's of the people, republic, republic. Uh-huh. North Korea is demonstrably not.
Well, no, it's a people's republic. It actually says in the title, people's republic.
I understand it says it in the title, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do the people have to do with the government in North Korea?
All I'm saying is your republic's a bunch of crap. Because it doesn't do what it purports to do, which was respect the individual rights.
And we can try a limited republic and learn from some mistakes more easily than you can just say to everybody, hey, you know, we're just getting rid of the government tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
that's not going to happen.
That's something that people can try where they want to try it. But
well, not as long as there's people around forcing a republic down their throats.
No, you're not going to force your republic. If you can take your land out of the republic... If at any time you can secede, you're not forced to anything.
That's all I'm asking you. In the republic you're talking about, would it be won by consent?
Talking about consent. I said you and your little friends can go over and start your own voluntarious commune and smoke pot with your shirts off if that's what you want to do.
And what you're saying is the other area would have people staying in it 100% by consent, is what you're talking about.
They would have to stay in by consent, by the definition. Once you allow secession, once secession is on the table, once it is something that people can do, once they realize they are trading X responsibilities and X benefits for freedom, more freedom in whatever way they want to have it, once they realize they can make that trade, then you actually have freedom.
Mm.
That's it. That's all there is. You can't force freedom on
people. You should have the freedom to say no.
I totally agree. Freedom is simply the ability to secede.
So what you're saying is you should be able to secede from Mark's Republic even if you are staying in the same area. So it doesn't actually have to do with moving somewhere. You're saying that you can secede from your own. You can secede your own property from the Republic that you're envisioning? Is that what you're saying?
As long as it's your real estate, you own it.
I see. Okay.
Once a person can secede their real estate from a government that they don't consent to, then you have actual freedom.
Real quick.
But they have all the consequences that go with it.
I want to share a random thought that I stumbled upon here about the Nike situation.
Yeah.
Instead, this is for the Republicans out there. Instead of throwing away or burning your Nike gear, why, how about you just give it to one of the millions of homeless veterans that you pretend to care about?
855-450-FREE. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here and bring up anything in the user remaining moments. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in lines as well. Go to discord.lrn.fm, and you can join the conversation there. If you would like to follow Free Talk Live on social media, we are there. We've got a Twitter profile, and more importantly, we are on Mastodon over at toot.freetalklive.com, so you can follow us there. And maybe you want to do it old school and just get the most important updates from us. Email list is still available. Go to freetalklive.com and drop your email address in there. We'll only send you an email, you know, once a week. Whereas if you're following us on social media, you're getting things like show prep, you know, the things we're talking about on the air, stuff we want to share with you whenever we want to share it with you. So if you want a more constant feed, then that's the way to go, is following our Mastodon or Twitter. Or you can, again, sign up for our emails. Or do both. Because, again, the stuff in the emails we don't really put on the social media, so you probably should do both if you want to get the maximum exposure to what we're doing here at Free Talk Live. Go sign up for our email list over at freetalklive.com. Sign up box is near the top, toward the middle of the page there. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. Just wanted to bring up that, did you know that New Mexico, this state, has the least amount of number of police officers per population?
That used to be New Hampshire.
Well, you guys have more officers per, you guys have more officers per population per capita than we do. And I just thought that maybe that explains why we have like 75 homicides so far.
No, that does not explain that at all. The fact that police exist in a place does not necessarily mean that it's going to be more or less dangerous.
Yeah, if you look at places that are unpoliced, you can find them inside of a state, and you look at populations and those sorts of things, and it doesn't have any relevance. So places where there are fewer police in New Mexico don't mean that those places are more dangerous. In fact, there are probably just more hikers there.
What do you mean? We're number one in auto theft. And we have, like, massive, like, mail theft. We have home burglaries, and they love to snatch purses. They snatch my purse during the Christmas time. It's like the holiday spirit here in New Mexico is like robbery. They even rob Salvation Army jars in front of stores, you know, where they ring the bell. They even, the drug addicts love that. I mean,
well, they are desperate. There's no doubt about it. But the fact is, the police are basically a cleanup crew for the most part. They, when they get called, they may or may not show up. If they do show up, they may not show up in any decent amount of time. And usually by the time they're called, the crime is being committed or has already been committed. So the fact that there is a cleanup crew available doesn't, you know, necessarily mean that crime won't happen.
And I'm not seeing statistics to back up your claim either.
But it is true that New Hampshire has had an increase in the amount of police per capita over the last 20 years. I think 15 or 20 years it has increased. It's still not a whole lot, but it is, I believe, about on par or maybe slightly more. And again, this is without me having reviewed the numbers in any recent amount of time. But I can tell you one thing as far as if I'm driving from Keene, New Hampshire to Concord, New Hampshire, most of the time I won't see a single cop. On the way between the cities. Sometimes I do, but sometimes I can make it between both places and never see a single one. So, Sarah, if you ever are in need of protection, the police are always going to be just minutes away. And those minutes, you're going to need protection in seconds. You know, you're going to need protection right then. The cops are usually not there to help you.
Well, you know, that also explains that why we have the most untested rape kids per capita. But the same thing. So we barely tested 1,000 out of the 4,000, and we have like 20,000 untested rape kids.
Well, that actually has more to do with the drug lab or the testing labs that the state probably runs. So there's a good chance, unless they're contracting it out in New Mexico. So that backup has to do with bureaucracy and the failure of government.
Yeah, so let me, real quick, I'm here at modernsurvivalblog.com, and I can't tell you the year that these statistics are from, but the number one place in the United States per 100,000 residents for police is the District of Columbia. So there's more cops
per
D.C. than there is in any place else. And the crime rate there is high.
Yeah, exactly.
I can look down here low, and Vermont is fourth from the bottom. I know that the crime rate there is low. So if you're attempting to correlate the amount of police in a given area to the crime rate, this particular set of statistics, which you're actually sitting here in front of me on the internet, which I know you don't use too often, Sarah, does not support that claim.
Sarah, thank you for your call tonight. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. In a little bit of good news here, Silicon Valley, according to TheGuardian.com, says it. Silicon Valley geeks say it sharpens their thinking and enhances creativity. Other people say it lifts the fog of depression. A novel experiment launching this month, and apparently launched yesterday, will investigate whether microdosing with LSD really does have benefits, or whether it's all in the mind. Microdosing using psychedelic drugs,
it's still all in the mind.
Either LSD or magic mushrooms is said to have become very popular, especially with people working in the California tech world, some of whom are said to take a tiny amount, one or more days a week, as part of their routine before heading to work. It's not for a psychedelic high, though. It's to make them more focused. Microdosers tend to use either tiny amounts of LSD, as little as 1/15 of a tab, or of psilocybin, the active ingredient in magic mushrooms, which we also reported recently has been approved for FDA-approved testing on, I believe it was depression. The study, in this case, is recruiting just those who use LSD because of the difficulty in disguising even ground-up mushrooms in a capsule. But it's illegal. So how many people are microdosing is unknown, and there's only anecdotal evidence of the effects and any downsides. In a bid to learn more, the Beckley Foundation, which was set up to pioneer research into mind-altering substances, and the unit that it funds at the Imperial College of London, will launch the first ever placebo-controlled trial of microdosing this month. It will be unique, says the study leader. The cost and illegality of LSD would make a conventional study prohibitively expensive, so he's hit on a way of running it by inviting those who already microdose to join a self-blinded study. They will either take what they usually use in a capsule or an identical dummy capsule instead, without knowing which is which. They will complete questionnaires and tests and play cognitive games online, and only at the end will they learn whether they were happy and focused because of LSD or because they thought they were using LSD.
Placebo's very powerful.
He said, quote, the people who microdose right now are not an average random set of people on the street. They are very likely to have used psychedelics before and have preconceptions about them. He said further, you're doing something novel and exciting and that you believe in, and you know you're doing it. It's absolutely no surprise that you are getting a positive effect. Those who volunteer will take part. Will be sent a manual which describes in great detail how to set up the gel capsules, some containing the tiny piece of blotting paper loaded with a small dose of LSD that they normally use, and others that are empty, and then randomly assign them over 4 weeks. Smartphone-readable QR codes and envelopes containing the doses for each week will reveal what was taken and when at the end of the trial. They then go into a little bit of history of how Swiss scientist Albert Hofmann first synthesized LSD in 1936, began taking it years later, was said to have microdosed in his old age. And those who do it talk of a sense of flow and focus, with none of the extreme hallucinogenic sensations associated with the drug. Quote, it has become popular in Silicon Valley as a way to increase creativity and productivity.
It'd be interesting if the psychedelic effects of LSD are in fact just an overdose of a drug that could provide incredible amounts of clarity for the human mind.
It would be interesting, and this may be the first study to kind of scratch the surface on that, or find out that microdosing is just complete placebo effect, and that it's always been in people's minds anyway, and that LSD didn't really have any effect on them at that level of a dose.
So at that level of a dose, yeah.
Right. If you don't take a microdose of LSD,
because LSD is going to have an effect.
Yeah. It is absolutely going to have an effect. They then, you know, talk to a few of the people who are involved in the study, and they say really nice things. One lady says, quote, I think it's spreading, but it's impossible to tell how much it's happening because no one knows. There's been a lot of talk about it in the last few years. At low doses, she says she thinks of it as almost a psychovitamin. Saying, quote, I think it could give a boost to vitality and improvement in mood, possibly. She said that people have reported that it has lifted their depression, while others say it makes them feel more excited about their work. Quote, one can't and doesn't want to encourage people to microdose, but it's interesting to try to gather data in a slightly more scientific way from people who are doing it.
Why can't one do that?
Well, because people think bad things about drugs.
No. Yeah,
they can't go out there and just say that without having evidence behind it, and this is the first time they're actually able to get...
Sure, you could do a double-blind statin drug for heart situations.
So, I wish them the best with the study. Hopefully, we'll hear good things between now and tomorrow night. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget the discount on the Free Talk Live hoodies over at libertyminded.com. It's good through tonight at midnight. Libertyminded.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.